Yeah, I wasn't really asking. Listen, we need to talk. Me? You got some balls calling me crazy. Okay, you're right. Let's just calm down and discuss this. So, you know that girl who's been hanging around a lot lately? The one that's really into inappropriate touching when she talks to you? Yes, Chloe, that's her. She fell down the stairs. No, I have no idea how the bitch tripped and broke her leg. I'm not ashamed to say that I'm glad, though. She was being very distracting. What do I mean? Well, your grades are dropping. I mean, a 3.4 is pretty good, but it's lower than a 3.9. And you didn't try out for track. And you've completely forgotten about the most important thing in your life. Me, your very devoted little sister. That's nice of you to say, but your actions just don't back that up. Okay, what day is it? Wednesday! Good! And the time? 6 p.m. Yes! Wow! 2 for 2! And what were you supposed to be doing 4 hours ago? Oh, that's right! Meeting me at the mall to take me dress shopping and then to the movies! And I waited. No call, no text. And I called, no answer. First, I was annoyed, then angry, and then really worried. And then I get home and find you napping? Chloe tiring you out? Yeah, I bet. Let me tell you a few things about your friend. Besides her spectacular lack of coordination or situational awareness. The thing about Chloe is that after 7 p.m., the C and the L are silent. You don't get it? Chloe has a lot of friends, and that's fine. I'm not here to slut shame. But upon further investigation, none of them seem to be aware of each other. Or that was the case before some good Samaritan sent out a few anonymous emails. I couldn't let her get away with it, and I wasn't gonna let her hurt my brother anymore. I'm sorry. I mean it. I know it's awful. I almost didn't tell you. Yeah, okay. Maybe I was kind of a bitch about how I told you, but I'm just so frustrated with you. You know why? Yes, you do. Are you gonna make me say it? Dad travels for work constantly. I don't think that he's ever showed up to even one of your track meets. Mom works on charities for the church, and when she's not doing that, she's out drinking. They make sure we have food and shelter, but beyond that, they don't care about us. Not really. Or the props and the display of their lives. The only thing we have is each other. And somehow, despite the neglect and pain, you've turned out okay. Not just okay, but great, really. You're kind, strong, reliable, and yeah, cute. Handsome. Sexy, even. I mean, I'm guessing you're sexy based on how other girls react to you. Not me. That would be weird if I thought you were sexy. And you've taken care of me. Like a good brother, but more. More like a dad. A real dad. You had the talk with me when I was 12, remember? I mean, I knew pretty much everything from Google, but it was so sweet, and really, everything I learned about what a man should be, I learned from you. But you've become distant, and I keep seeing you talking with these girls. Not just Chloe either, but girls who probably won't cheat you. Girls who are smarter and funnier and hotter than I am. And I can't fucking stand it. It's torture. Do you do it on purpose? Do you make me feel good about myself, warm and protected, just to take it away? Do you feel good knowing that I watch you moving away and I'm helpless? We used to be together constantly. It was you and me against the world, but now? Now I can't even get you to pay attention to me once a week. Look at me. Really look at me. I know I'm short for my age, but I think I look nice. I don't have a lot of curves, but you can see them very well in these tights. And this top shows off the goods pretty well. I wore this outfit for you. I could be crazy, but I've caught you looking a few times. Like when I accidentally leave the door open when I'm getting dressed, or run around the house in only a t-shirt and a smile. I just thought if I looked cute, you'd want to be seen with me. You'd make the time, but you don't. Do other girls kiss you? Do they let you touch them? Is that it? Is that why you care about them more than me? Don't say that you care more about me than them. Don't! It's not fair. I want to believe it, but it's a lie. You know it is. Well, prove it then. Wait, why are you moving toward me like that? You're scaring me. What just happened? Idiot, I know you kissed me. That's not fair. Please don't tease me. Please don't kiss me unless you mean... Oh, God. You're so close to me, stroking my face, looking in my eyes, pushing me on my back. I feel like I'm dreaming. Oh God, when you kiss my neck like that, it's making me crazy. Put your hands on me. I want them everywhere. Just like that. Yeah, the clothes are getting in the way. Your hands could go under them, but it'll be easier if I just take them off. So, do you like what you see? When I look in the mirror, my breast seems too small and my hips too big, and I always feel like I need to lose more weight. I'm not that hot, but you can do whatever you want to me. I'll never say no, even if it hurts. I could never say no to my big brother. Give me your hand. Feel how wet you've made me. Oh, yeah. Like that. Oh, fuck. Please don't stop. At least you don't need help finding my clit. Oh, I wanted so badly to be your first, but I can see you got some experience at this. Will you be my first? Thank you. Shut up, I'm not crying! Oh God, when you kiss me on my breasts, my stomach, I'm losing control. Oh fuck. Oh, wait! I haven't showered or anything. You're going down on your little sister. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good. Just like I imagined. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, big brother, you feel incredible. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna go. Oh, you're making me just now. That was amazing. I can see why you're popular. You're very giving. But no one's taking care of you. Will you let your little sister take care of you now? Let's get those restrictive clothes off, shall we? Wow, is that for me? I've never seen a cock this close before. Let me just hold it. Jesus, you're so hard. So hard for your little sister. Your adorable, innocent, wet little sister. I want you close. I want to feel your weight on top of me. Yeah, just like that. I want you inside me. Now. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. I can't believe it. I'm not a virgin anymore. You took it. Wait, are you pinning my wrists with one hand? Fuck, that's hot. Do you want to take me? Make me yours? Do you want to punish me with your hard cock for being such a bratty little bitch? Oh. Yeah. Oh. Just like that. I'm yours now. But you should mark me inside to make sure I know my place with your cum. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. Keep going. Oh, harder. Fucking bruise me, big brother. Oh, fuck. You're biting my neck. Oh, God. It hurts. I love it. Use me however you want. Oh, my body's yours. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I'm losing. Don't stop, big brother, please. Oh, keep fucking me, using me. I'm yours. Don't stop. Oh, please come inside me. Don't pull out. Don't leave me. Never leave. Oh, fuck. I feel you coming. Regret it. Never. I meant every word. Do you regret it? Good. You don't know how happy you made me. And I think you're happy too. I love you. You don't have to say it if you don't feel the same. I'm just happy being yours. I believe you. It's just, it's almost too much to take in. I was so miserable, so sad, and now my brother really loves me and wants me, and he can have me at any time, any way he wants, but only me. Look at me in the eyes. Take care of me. I'm your little sister, after all, and I always will be.